In this week's Cut Newsline, two cuts. Both cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The countercyclical payments for each crop year comes out in three installments. The first advance comes out in the fall. The crop is harvested. The second advance comes out in February after harvest. And then now that we've completed the marketing year, the final installment can be made. Normally, the final installment is not made until October, but it's clear that producers are going to be eligible for the maximum level of payment. So even though we don't have final data, USDA is expediting delivery of the payment. So again, we should see an additional 4.1 cents per pound for those that took the first two advances. Should come out in the next few days.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
I think in one part, USDA recognized the financial pressures that were being brought on producers, particularly those suffering from crop losses due to drought. I think they also recognized the fact that producers are facing higher input costs due to increased energy and fertilizer prices. So this was one way to try to ease those financial pressures by getting the money out sooner.